it is, the Karellcast. Hi, I'm Karell. So very glad you are joining me. And this is my thermometer. I've been living with it since COVID, so have you. I know my temperature is 97.3 to 97.8. What is it right now? Because it was 98.5 earlier and I was freaking out. Come on, give it to me. All righty. 97.3. I'll take it. Let me point it at the middle. How many of you take it several times just to make sure? Okay, 97.6. See, what's the difference from there to there? How am I different temperatures all over my body? 97.5. 97.9. What about my temple? That's where it's hottest, you know. 98.4. That scares me. Because I'm 97.5 usually. And this side's 97.7. Okay. So no big fever yet. And I say yet because I've been vertigo-y for the last couple days. Like, I get up and I'm a whoa. So, and vertigo and dizziness is a symptom of COVID. Now, I have been safe. I have been masked. I am doubly vaccinated. But because of the Dorians, I had to go to the UPS store. And I think that's the only place I've been. The UPS store, I went to the Indian restaurant yesterday. They were completely empty. Nobody there. So I ate inside because there was nobody there. Absolutely nobody there. But, you know, outside you pass by people and I'm told now that this is so contagious that the Delta variant that you can just 2 seconds of breathing someone out. So, you know, we're not safe from it. Even vaccinated and masked, it's spreading. Breakthrough infections are now many more being reported. And I'm scared. I have to be honest with you. I don't want COVID. We don't know what it does to you long term. I'm not saying if you get it, you're doomed. I'm just saying we don't know what it does long term. And so I don't want it. And if I have it right now and this is the total that I feel, the vertigo, whatever, okay, great. But my friend Tyler still has it. And, you know, he's breakthrough infection. And 9 days he's been down now, you know, doing activities, but not easily. And last night he woke up twice and could not breathe. He could not take a breath. So that, you know, I don't want that. Nobody does. Well, half the country seems to. And speaking of COVID, this, you know, the main thing I want to talk to you about today, because I don't give a rat's fuck about Afghanistan. And yes, I cursed, but I don't give a rat's fuck about Afghanistan. I could care less. They are going to kill gays now. And that's on you, Biden. And that's on you, Bush. And that's on you, Obama. Ain't nobody's hands clean. Actually, Biden's hands are the cleanest in all of it. Bush is the one that everybody should be talking about today. And all they're talking about is Trump or Obama. Bush started Afghanistan for no reason except to give his friends in the military money. That's it. That's it. Okay, so no reason to be there. George W. Bush sent us. After George W. Bush, Obama said he was going to get us out, going to get us out. We stayed in. We kept trying to get out. They kept pulling us back in. 4 years of Trump. Going to get out. Even made an agreement to get out. Stayed in. So after 20 years, Biden says we're going. Did he do it right? What's right? Where gays don't get killed? I think the only right thing is to kill every Taliban member. See, but I'm bad for saying that. I'm in Facebook jail for saying the people that rioted on January 6th should be tried for treason and hung if found guilty. Facebook has put me on restriction for 3 days because I posted the Constitution's remedy for treason on Facebook. I posted what the Constitution says about treason and how it should be punished under a statement that called the January 6th treason insurrectionist, you know, just idiots. And I said they weren't idiots. They are traitors. They are seditionists. They should be hung according to the Constitution. And I placed it in there. And Facebook took it off. And I challenged it. And they said no twice. I wish I had the money to sue them. If any of you are an attorney out there, I would love to sue Facebook. How dare they? How dare they censure the U.S. Constitution? How dare they? The punishment for treason is death. Firing squad or hanging. It's in the Constitution. And if you don't like me posting that, don't be a traitor. Don't support seditionist or treat. And that goes for Madison Cawthorn. And that goes for Josh Hawley. And that goes for Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Traitor. Try them. If found guilty, hang them. That's all I'm asking. do what the Constitution says to do when people pick up arms against the United States of America. All I'm asking. But Facebook says that's too much. So anyway, so I'm off of Facebook now. In fact, I'm deleting my show's Facebook page. The Carell cast will have no Facebook representation. Don't look for me there. I have a website, reallycarell.com. If you want my stuff, go there. I am tired of Zuckerberg. Now he's introducing this virtual reality headset to turn us all into cartoons. This is getting way out of control. Zuckerberg should be stopped. He's evil. If people from the future would come back and take him out. They really would. People from the future would come back and eliminate him. Because he's bad. He's destroying us. But, you know, he's here. We got to deal with him. And that's that. And no one, I don't want any of you to eliminate him. I was speaking about a science fiction plot because I watch a lot of science fiction. And in the future, people are going to know how bad Facebook ended up being for the United States and for culture. And if there was time travel, they might send someone back to stop it, which would mean stopping Zuckerberg. Maybe just getting him laid and then he wouldn't start it because he started it to get back at the girls who wouldn't date him. So maybe aliens could just send people back to have sex with him. I know it's a great, horrible thing to ask, but, you know. Anyway, that'd be one way to take him out, make him not want to develop it anymore. So we have that going on. And I don't care about Afghanistan. Gays are going to die. There's nothing I can do. I can't go save them. I can't make Biden go do a... There's no GLBTQ rescue. No country treats us like we're worth saving. There's the Rainbow Railroad in Canada, which is helping people in Chechnya escape the concentration camps, which are still operational. And God, I wish CNN and MSNBC and all of them cared as much about the code red that the client scientists gave up 2 weeks ago. All I'm hearing is Afghanistan, 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 and people can't point to it on a map. Meanwhile, a domestic terrorist incited by Donald Trump just tried to blow up the Capitol again today. Said he had a bomb, the whole thing, live streamed the whole thing and told us why he was doing it because of Donald Trump. And they're calling him not a terrorist. He's a terrorist. He's a white Nazi terrorist. Nazis are back. Donald Trump leads them. It's that simple. So as we're in the I don't give a fuck mood today, and I'm in that mood, let's go to a doctor. Okay, I love doctors. I love you. I do. But let's talk about doctors who say, I'm getting fatigue from treating patients that haven't been vaccinated for COVID. Fuck you. Oh, yeah, we're swearing today. Fuck you. You're a doctor. Now, I know I've said I wouldn't treat him or whatever, but I wouldn't. I would leave my job. I wouldn't be a doctor right now. I'd be a vet. I would literally convert my training into medicine for animals. I would not treat humans. But if I were a doctor and I was at a hospital, I wouldn't complain because of all the COVID patients. Okay, so look. In an ER on any given day, many people come in maybe having heart attacks. Why? Because they're fat as fuck. Because they shove their smug American faces full of beef and pork and chicken and dairy. Because they drive through and think food comes in a box. They go to a grocery store and instead of shopping the outside, they shop the inside. Food that's packaged, food that has no nutritional value, full of fat and salt. And they get heart disease. And then they fill hospitals. Hospitals are... Two-thirds of American and the world's illnesses would be done, over, if we became vegans and exercised. Two-thirds. Hospitals would go out of business. Doctors would not have jobs. Cardiologists, there'd be half the amount of cardiologists. That's the number one growing specialty because of all the heart disease. And why is everyone's little pump all diseased? Because they've been filling themselves full of crap. So I don't want to hear a doctor say, I'm getting tired of treating the non-vaccinated when you will try to revive some 400-pound fuck who's lying there because his whole life he shoved his pie hole full of bad food. Oh, but we must have compassion for him, but not for the guy that doesn't get vaccinated. Same thing. I look at all of you who eat fast food, meat, and dairy as anti-vaxxers. I do, and I know you're not going to like that, but I do. Every single one of you that still eats meat and dairy is an anti-vaxxer. You are. The science is on my side. You're not listening to the science about COVID. Well, you're not listening to the science about planet Earth or about food, are you? So let's not nitpick who listens to what science, shall we? Until you and the entire bit of America start listening to the real science What's it matter? A gunshot victim is lying on a gurney. Can a doctor say, I've seen enough gunshots. I'm against gang violence. I'm just done. My passion, my compassion for these people has run out. No. Gunshots are preventable. And we're the only nation that sees this many gunshot victims. Do doctors walk out? Are doctors rallying in the streets to stop guns? No, they sign forms, they sign letters, but that's all they do. So doctors, I don't want to hear about how you're tired of fighting COVID. Your doctor, work your 8 hours and go home. Now, if they're overworking you because there's no resources, that's not on you. Go home. No one is telling doctors to work 30-hour shifts, 50. They won't fire you. They have no one to replace you with. Work your 8 hours and go home. That's what I recommend to doctors. Work your 8 or 10 hours, go home. And if that's not how your shift is set up, find a job where it is. You're obviously working too much. Because anti-vaxxers are just like 600 Pound Life. It's a TV show where people are so fucking fat, they have to go mutilate their body through surgery, removing part of their stomach and intestines so their fat asses don't continue to be blobs. And we act like that's a necessary surgery. Nah, sew their mouth shut. They'll get thin. Truly. Before you operate on someone that's 600 pounds, lock those bitches away for 3 months and give them 1,500 calories a day and make those moo cows get up and walk. Guess what? They'll lose weight. Oh, but bariatric surgery is some patients' only answer. Nope. Sew their mouth shut. That's the answer.
You have no compassion for the obese.
No, I don't. I was one. And I was lazy. And I was negligent. And I was stupid. And I did damage that may now kill me for my stupidity back in the day. Oh, yeah. I have no compassion for me back in the day. I deserved my bad back. I deserved high blood pressure, atrial. I deserved it all. I worked very hard for it. Pies at 10 o'clock at night, Hoff's Hut delivering club sandwiches, mini banana cream pies and fries at 10:30. I had that. The pizza place down the way in Long Beach delivering at 12:30 at night a full meatball sandwich with an antipasta salad, eating the whole thing in front of the TV at 12. Oh, believe me, I deserved it all. I was a fat, unhealthy fuck, and I was dying, and it was at my own hands. I was killing myself. If you don't take a vaccine, you're trying to commit suicide. If you don't take a vaccine, you're trying to commit murder. Yep, those are two real words. If you don't take a vaccine, you're trying to commit suicide. You are literally trying to kill yourself. And if you don't take a vaccine, you're trying to kill others. So you're not only a suicidal, you're a suicidal attempted murderer if you don't take a vaccine. Now, if you're obese, you're just trying to kill yourself. But doctors, I don't want to hear about how you're fatigued about COVID. I don't care. I'm fatigued about heart disease. I'm fatigued about high blood pressure. Who's fatigued about diabetes? Completely preventable in most parts. Type 2, but not type 1. But you know what I'm saying? More than half of diabetes, completely preventable and manageable with diet. Y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all are tired of me telling you how dumb you are because you eat meat and dairy. You all disregard the science that I give you every single day. So don't act like you are above these anti-vaxxers. You're not. You're not. Not in my eyes. We all choose to ignore the things that we don't want to hear. Now, that's just a fact. If it doesn't fit in your world, you ignore it. Then it's not real. So this doctor writing an op-ed in the LA Times, I have no more compassion for these people that come in so sick and they haven't had a vaccine. And now hospitals are allowed to prioritize in Alabama and Texas the ICU beds based on whether or not the person got the vaccine. So you can prioritize an ICU bed based upon whether or not the person was in physical shape. What is their BMI? Oh, it's 40. Oh, well, then they don't get an ICU bed until the skinny people with heart problems are out because they actually ate their way too hard. Well, what are the ICU beds at? Well, they're almost full. We have an emphysema patient, though, and they need to go into the ICU. Well, did they smoke? Yes. Well, no. No, just keep them until the ICU is not as full. And if they die, oh, well. But after all, they smoked. Telling a hospital you can prioritize an ICU bed based on someone's vaccination status is like telling a hospital you can prioritize a bed based on obesity, smoking. What else has the person done that led them to the hospital? Oh, AIDS. Did they use a condom? Well, no. Well, are they on PrEP? Well, no. Oh, well, then let them die. That's what you want the attitude to be? Because that's what it is getting to be right now. See you all. Think of things in right or wrong. And if it matches your mood, you're good with it. And your mood right now is screw these anti-vaxxers. Screw them. They're putting me at risk. They're putting my family at risk. They're putting themselves at risk. I don't care if they die. Really? You've said that. I've said it. Well, then every time a fat person dies, why do we care? Screw them. Their whole lives, they couldn't get off their fat ass and exercise. They couldn't eat the right foods. They end up on all these medications and then they croak. Screw them. Is that the attitude we should be taking? No. No. You know, ultimately, we have to be better than them. Ultimately, we're going to have compassion. And when I say compassion, I mean, when you are a person sworn to give medical care, I don't have to have compassion. I'm not a doctor. Okay, I'm not altruistic enough to be a doctor. Because I would lecture the patient having the heart attack. Why the fuck you eat so many goddamn cheeseburgers, you asswipe? I would be, as I was fighting to save their life, but I still would be. You know, I'd fight to save their life, but I'd be mad about it. What about y'all? You have the science. The planet's dying. Either you become a vegan or the planet dies. That's in the report. 80% eating 80% less meat. Either that happens or the planet dies. And you ignore that as you go to the grocery store and buy your pork and buy your beef and buy your fish and buy your dairy and buy your eggs. You don't care that the planet is literally dying for you to be able to do that. You don't care. It's your right to have beef and fish and chicken and all of that. It's your right. Well, these people feel it's their right to not have a vaccine in their body. And they don't care if the rest of society suffers, just like most of you don't care if the rest of the planet suffers because of your dietary choices, because they're your choices. And it works for you, Carell, but it will not work for me. So stop lecturing it. That's what I get. But you act like I pay attention to science. I'm a critical thinker. Really? Really? As you drive your gas-powered vehicle, still. Well, I don't have an alternative. Yeah, you do. Take the bus, walk, get a bicycle, public transportation, or electric. You have many options. They're just not handy and cute. See what I'm saying? I'm upset with anti-vaxxers like the rest of you, but now it's getting kind of out of control because if we're going to hold them to this standard, then you better hold yourself. If you're going to say that anti-vaxxers had better follow the science and had better get vaccinated, then why aren't you becoming a plant-based eater? Why isn't your body mass below 25% so you're not obese? Why aren't you spending 30 to 60 minutes a day exercising? And if you are and this is you, then good for you. But if it's not, if you're not exercising 30 minutes to an hour a day, if you're not becoming a primarily plant-based eater, you can have meat and dairy and everything. 20% of your diet can be meat and dairy. 80% has got to be plant-based. That's all I'm saying to you. The science says 80% of your diet has to be plant-based. 20% can be meat and dairy. I'm not telling you to totally give it up. And it's not me telling you. It's scientists, actual living scientists that you've ignored your whole life. The same scientists that have said exercise for 30 minutes and you've ignored that. So they're ignoring vaccine scientists. Yeah, but then they could hurt me. Oh, I get it. So you can hurt yourself and the planet, which hurts me. Okay, you're hurting the planet hurts me. So your obesity and your dietary choices can kill my planet and tax my medical systems. You know, fill up hospitals because everyone's so sick. And that's okay. But if you get COVID, oh no, that's not okay. You could have had a vaccine. You should sit your ass at home. Don't go to a hospital. Really? Yesterday my friend Daniel said to me, I feel like the world is going to explode. I feel like people are just boiling. I feel that, you know, the planet itself is literally boiling and burning us. And he's like, this feels bad. And a lot of people are posting or talking about how life right now feels bad. Well, it does. And I'm right in there with you. I just produced a star-studded award show. We turn it over to the network this coming Monday. It airs August 29th. I've had conversations with people like Patty Arquette and Fran Drescher and the creator of Queer as Folk and It's a Sin and the creator of Pose, MJ Rodriguez, the star of Pose. I've been having the best conversations with people. And every one of them was troubled. Everyone, you'll see on the show August 29th, every one of them references climate change or, you know, COVID or both. Every one of them is scared that we're moving backwards for diversity and not forward. Every one of them is not optimistic that we're going to pull this out of the fire. And I know that's in your world too, and I know you want to tune out, and I know the news is just overwhelming. Afghanistan, which no one really cares about. I don't care about it. I care about Afghanistan. No, you don't. I've had all these people come at me and say, I care. I just haven't been able to do anything about it. Then you don't care. You only care about things that you take action on. Don't you know that? Aren't you a grown-up? You do exactly what it is you want to do. No, I do what I have to do. No. Let's be perfectly clear. Whatever you spend your day doing, you want to do, even if you say you don't want to. How do I know? You're doing it. Well, what if I'm forced to leave the situation? What if it's my food, my what? Find a new way. Sleep in your car. I have. Eat out of a dumpster. I have. Take showers in public restrooms and gyms. I have. If it was a situation I didn't want to be in, I got out of it. Leave your job. I have. Walked out. Been fired. Whatever. Left. You act like you're an indentured servitude to things you don't like. No, you're not. If you don't like America, leave it. I want to. I really want to leave. God, do I want to leave. I wish Vancouver Pierre Trudeau would welcome me to Vancouver. Please, Pierre. You know, an Afghani stands a better chance of living in a foreign country right now than I do. You know, in Canada will probably take some refugees and set them up and everything, and maybe even in Vancouver. And I, someone who would love to contribute to the Canadian lifestyle or Ireland or whatever, I can't go. Not because of visas or passports, money. I don't have the money. And if I go there, they're not going to see me as a refugee and give me housing and whatever. So it's, you know, can't go. Rents are too unaffordable. Property prices too unaffordable. I can't go. I can't leave. I want to. And I'd love to start a GoFundMe to send me on my way. $1 million would do it. Out I go. 1 million people giving $1. Out I go. So look, I know it's rough, but let's not be hypocrites about it, okay? Really. If you're going to down the anti-vaxxers, then take a look in your own backyard. What science are you ignoring? What science are you ignoring that, like, you're supposed to work out every day for 30 minutes to an hour? You don't, most of you. What science are you ignoring that your BMI is supposed to be under 25%? Mine is 24. It's 24, but it's there. I am not considered obese. I weigh 191. There we go. So, hey. Pay attention to the world from a perspective of I am not going to be a hypocrite. And screaming at anti-vaxxers when the United States has ignored climate change science for, well, Al Gore's movie was 20 years ago. For 20 years, you and the United States have ignored climate change science, ignored it. There are more large F-150 trucks and abominations. The number one selling vehicle are these enormous abominations, SUVs, trucks, Lincoln Navigators, you know, Cadillac Countries, because they are. They're as big as some nations. 5 miles to the gallon, 10 miles to the gallon. Oh, but the new truck is a hybrid. It gets 20 miles to the gallon. The number one vehicle is the biggest abominations on the road. Why? Because you've been ignoring science. I want it. I need 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 it. Oh, excuse me. You need it. Oh, well. Screw the planet. You need it. It's like Las Vegas. Shouldn't be open to anyone but vaccinated people. Shouldn't be open at all, quite frankly. But shouldn't be open to anybody except vaccinated people. But why do you need to come to Las Vegas right now? Why do you need to go see Usher? I had a friend in town 3 days ago. She went to see Usher at the Coliseum. Why? Well, they were all masked and everybody was vaccinated inside the venue. Those venues are deep inside the hotel. This is, you could pass someone by that has it and get it. But let's go to a crowd. Let's go to a hotel. Let's go to, yeah, no, no. So we're in a mess. It's a mess. America's a mess. Well, the world's a mess. Not the world. New Zealand shut down over one new case. So not the world, but America. What a mess. What a fucking mess. This country. And now we're all picking on Biden. Why? What'd he do? Got us out of a war? Oh, we want a president to keep us at war? Is that the idea? Think about the Afghanistan argument. What's the argument? That we should have stayed at war for 21 years and spend more than $1 trillion when we're dying on the vine? That's the argument. Oh, no, no. Now it's that we didn't properly prepare to evacuate all of the people that helped us. You're right, we didn't. If we had started to do that and started rounding them up to get them out, the Taliban would have killed them. Would have killed them. Biden said so much today. Would have killed them. There is no safe way to get them out of Afghanistan. They were never safe in Afghanistan. It was a false sense of security. So, pshaw. What do we do? I don't know what we do. We leave a beachhead open and anyone that can get there can get out. We tell the Taliban, if you kill anyone trying to escape, for every person you kill, we're going to kill 10 of yours. Tell them that flat out on television. A message to the Taliban. You harm one person trying to leave, we'll kill 10 of yours. Period. We are the United States. Fuck with us. Go ahead, goat herders. You kill one of our people, we will bomb the shit out of you. But no, no one's saying that. Nope. Nope. Oh, we're cowering to the Taliban. We're all running scared of the Taliban. Oh, I'm so scared of the Taliban. Help me, help me. Meanwhile, we got a white guy, Donald Trump supporter, trying to blow up Washington, D.C. But you want me to fear the Taliban? No. Just no. What would you have us do, Kirill? Come home. Leave a beachhead open for evacuation and one airport open for evacuation. And tell the Taliban, if we hear one story of a woman being gunned down, if we hear one story of gays being killed, if we hear one story of someone trying to flee being murdered, we will take you out. Oh, not all of you, but we know where enough of your leaders are. We will send sharpshooters in and we will blow your ass up. That simple. But we won't do that either. So... a rant. It was a rant today. Oh, I'm a doctor and I'm frustrated from treating COVID patients, but not heart attack patients who ate their way here. Or an entire ward full of smokers with lung cancer and emphysema. Not everyone that gets lung cancer or emphysema is a smoker, okay? But, you know, 80, 90%, 70%. So you're overseeing a ward of lung cancer patients and 70% of them gave it to themselves. And what do? You care for them. So I don't want to hear from you doctors and nurses how tired you are. I'm sorry you're tired. If your hospital is so short-staffed that you've got to work five shifts, that's a corporate problem. That's really not your, you know, that's a corporate problem. So I guess COVID is exposing that corporate hospitals take in billions of dollars but don't spend it on staffing is what we're hearing. Well, again, that's something Washington has to take care of. We can't take care of that. We can't tell these hospitals, you must have X amount of doctors. You must have X. We can't train them fast enough. We can't, you know, that again, that's not, you're asking me, you know, to solve a problem here of understaffing, or you're asking me to have huge amounts of compassion because you're understaffed. Well, why are you understaffed? We spend billions and billions. It's like Afghanistan. We spent $1 trillion on Afghanistan and they can't take care of themselves. We spend trillions in the healthcare industry and they can't take care of Americans that are sick from COVID without huge stress, hospitals closing, ICU beds closing. Who makes up the ICU bed roster? Who says there should be one ICU bed for every 10,000 people? Who makes this up? Because whoever it wasn't a person who knew what they were doing. But we can't say that. We can't say that, well, these doctors are overworked and these nurses are overworked because of the people they work for are making so much money and yet don't trickle it down. They don't have the proper PPE because of corporate America, the 1%, the people that own. It is the 1% killing us. They're the ones that own the hospitals. They're the ones that pay the doctors and the nurses. They're the ones that allot the beds. Why isn't there a bed for every American that needs one? Oh, well, hospitals just aren't set up. Why not? In China, they built a hospital that held 4,000 people in 4 days. We watched them do it. 4 days, they built a hospital that held 4,000 people. But we're running out of ICU beds, the greatest nation in the world. We can't have a building set up. Ugh, this is all just a big foobar. It is all just really fucked up beyond all recognition. All of it. It is so smoky outside again today in Las Vegas, I am not allowed to go outside. It says we are in purple air, which means severely unhealthy, from the Caldor fire, which wanted to, I guess, outdo the Dixie fire. So we are in horrible situation in Nevada because of California, where they think Larry Elder, a black man who was going to marry a white woman, probably because he doesn't know he's black, because I've met him. He's such a bougie. He's racist. He doesn't like black people, Larry Elder. And now we find out he got high on pot and waved a gun at his fiance. Oh, but I want to vote for him. Jesus God. What a farce. It's all a farce, everybody. It's all the worst theater you've ever watched. But I will say this in closing. You are mad that MAGA won't follow science. And yet when it comes to climate change, are you sitting in a solar house right now? Is your house solar? Don't tell. I can't do it. My landlord won't let me. Then move. Then demand the sue the landlord. Whatever. The planet's dying. But we're acting like, oh, no, planet's fine. I can take my time. I can do whatever I want. That's up to somebody else. We ignore science all the time. So don't act like anti-vaxxers are new. They're not. You've ignored climate change science. So have I. I drive a motor scooter. I am solar, or was, and I can't. I now have a petition in here to go solar. And I have told them. I will sue them. I've told the HOA I will sue them if they don't let me go solar. So we're trying to get, I have to get one more person. There's 8 units in my little building here, and I've got 7 of them, or 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 8. And I've got 7 saying they will go solar. I need one more owner to say yes, and then we're done. We're going solar. But I'm organizing it. I'm doing it. Well, I will be the only building here. We'll be the only building out of 375 units, 8 units each building. We'll be the only one that's solar. No one else in any of these other buildings cares. And why the head of the HOA hasn't made the entire complex solar, I don't know. So I'm going to do it. Because science is real. I lost the weight. I keep it off. I remain dedicated to working out. Why science is real? I'm sweating again. My temperature's going up. Right here in 30 minutes, my temperature has gone up. I bet it's like 100. Let's see. Back to the thermometer. Back to the thermometer. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I won't take it. It won't take it there because of the sweat. Oh, yeah, 98.5. Yep. Went up a degree since we've been talking. All right, I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. If I've upset you today, I'm sorry, but I need to shake you like, you know, like shaking baby. You know, it's like, look, if you're a doctor and you don't want to treat COVID patients, become a vet. But you don't get to pick and choose which of the sick you get to, whether they put themselves there or not. That's not part of being a doctor. It's not how did you get here. So hospitals saying we only have ICU beds for the vaccinated. That's like saying we only have ICU beds for non-smokers. Or for those who are only 25% body mass, or for those who, you know, whatever, didn't break their leg downhill skiing, or yeah, whatever. People hurt themselves all the time. They cause damage to themselves all the time. We pay for medicine to fix that, not to lay blame. When someone is sick, yeah, it's their fault, but they're sick. Let them die? Well, Darwin would. But doctors took a Hippocratic oath. I didn't. I could look at them and say, yeah, stay home. You're an idiot. I'm not a doctor. Climate change. You know you have to eat 80% less meat. You're ignoring that science. You know, fossil fuels. You still drive a gas car. It's all I'm given. Yeah, well, no, it's not. You don't have to have a car. Yes, I have to have. No, you don't. We survived without them for 1900 years. So stop it all. Just see, that's the thrust of today. Stop it all. It all just needs to stop. It just needs to just stop for a minute. Take a breath. Regroup. Look around. We are dying as a culture, as a nation, as a planet. Stop trying to figure out, you know, who's to blame for it and start doing something about it. Action. If anti-vaxxers are such a risk to our public safety, lock them up. House arrest until you get a vaccine. Period. You don't like it? Move out of America. But that's America's policy. You're on house arrest until you get a vaccine. Period. And if you're caught violating it, we will take you to a real jail. And not for a day. Oh, we would never do that. Other countries did. See what I mean? Are we serious or are we not? We're half-assed about everything. I know the planet's dying, but I, you know, we'll do this. We'll implement these plans that roll out over 30 years. You mean while the planet's dead? I know COVID Delta variant is raging, but we need to get businesses back. Why? Well, how are we going to generate income? Sell energy. I don't know. We're oil rich. We've got lots of sun. You know, there must be something the United States can do to generate income to help pay for its people. Hey, Gefällt. I am Karel. You be who you want to be. Slon doesn't hurt anybody. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I wasn't feeling well. I was dizzy and I wasn't feeling well. So sorry about that. Besides, I had worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on the Dorians. And by yesterday afternoon, I was dead. And I had an 11:30 dental cleaning. I had to go see the eye doctor. I have an abrasion. I have actual recurring retinal abrasion in this eye. Feels like something's in it. And every morning when I wake up, my eyelid tears off the outer layer of my eye in one spot. And it does that because of dry eye during the night. So no more fan pointed at me. I have to sleep with an eye mask and I have to put gel eye drops in before bed and when the first thing when I wake up. And if in 3 months it hasn't healed, I go to an ophthalmologist and they strip off all the epithelial cells of my eye and then hope it all grows back. Doesn't that sound fun? Isn't aging fun? In the meantime, I feel like I've got something under my eyelid. Just spectacular. All right. I am Karel. Be who you want to be. So don't hurt anybody. We will see you tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay masked. Stay home. Just stay home. I hate to tell you, but it's locked down for the rest of the year. It is. I hate to tell you that, but it is. No concerts. No movies. And no, oh, everyone's vaccinated. Vaccinated people carry as much virus as non-vaccinated. We found that out. Oh, you may not be sick from it, but you can infect someone. And since there are breakthrough infections, if you're at a vaccinated-only event, but someone there has it, someone's going to get sick. And even little sick. Tyler has been doubly vaccinated and was horribly sick. It's not a walk in the park if it's a breakthrough. All right, I'm going to go now. I've stayed over my welcome and probably upset you all and whatever. I love you. I didn't mean to preach to you, but you know what? I do need you to think about when they're not following the science. Neither are you about many things. So, you know, that's do I hate them? I do. Do I not want to be in the country that they are in? Yes. I wish the United States would secede and the South become its own country. I really do. I don't want to be tied to these people politically, socially, morally, at all. I don't want to. I just don't want them in my life anymore. I don't want morons that drive to the Capitol with bombs to occupy my television. I don't want mass shootings, which, how do you know? There hasn't been one in a few days because of COVID. I don't want any of that anymore. I'm done with it. I'm so done with America. I'm just done with Americans. They're so stupid. Half of America is stupid. Just woefully, terminally stupid. The other half is apathetic. They're smart, but they don't do much action. Oh, they tweet, they Facebook, they talk, they vote, which is good. But when it comes to real action, nah. Well, what would you have us do? Something. Start with yourself. Start with your house. Is it solar? Do you drive an electric car? You know, are you reducing waste? Are you plant-based 80% of the time? Have you replaced your kitchen appliances with things that don't burn fossil fuel? Well, no. There you go. All right. See you tomorrow. Much love to you, to everybody. I love everybody. I do love everybody. I don't like MAGA and I hate Donald Trump. And I don't really like Christians much anymore either because, they're delusional. But good Christians who keep their views to them and their church and their God, I love. I love good Christians. I love good Jews. I love good Arabs. Anybody that is of a religion that keeps the religion to themselves. It's their religion. They practice it. They go to their church and they don't try to inflict their rules on me. And their rules aren't archaic like the Taliban's. In other words, any church that condones the killing of women or gays, that church should be just wiped off the planet. And if that's everyone that believes in Sharia law, then yeah, they probably should be eliminated. Do you mean killed? No, I mean, I don't know, rehabbed, recruited, I don't know, given their own country. I don't know. Well, I guess they have, Afghanistan. What do we do with all these fanatics who think women shouldn't have rights, gays should be killed? Look at Lauren Boebert last night, or was it? It was one of the weird ones calling Joe Biden a piece of shit. And she's on the public payroll. She gets a public salary. She's a congressperson. She's paid $120,000 plus a year. And she gets to call the president a piece of shit. If I did that on a radio show on KGO or KFI, I would be fired. Not her. Nancy Pelosi hadn't even said a word this morning. So whatever. Whatever, right? All right. We will finish this up today and see you tomorrow. Oh, bye. I'm not bi. Someone asked me today if I was bi because I had sex with women. I'm like, no. And it's been like 30 years since I've had sex with a woman. So.